Practice 32. Job Outlook. Part B. Listen to these sentences. 1. Cashiers will be in demand in stores and supermarkets. 2. Because families are having fewer children, some teachers will lose their jobs. 3. Small farms do not make much money, and many will go out of business. 4. The government publishes a book which tells about the future of many jobs. 5. This book describes job duties, working conditions, and salary. 6. Families with working mothers will have more money to spend. 7. In the future, machines will do some jobs that people do now. 8. Older cars need more repairs than newer cars.
Part C. Listen to the story. Each year, the United States government publishes the Occupational Outlook Handbook. This large book lists over 259 kinds of jobs. It describes job duties, working conditions, education needed, and salary. Most important, it gives the job outlook. That is, it tells how many openings there will be for a job in the coming years. If the outlook is excellent, there will be a great need for workers. There will be more jobs than people. If the outlook is good, the number of jobs and the number of workers will be about the same. If the outlook is poor, there will be more workers than jobs. It is very difficult to find work in that kind of job. This chapter will describe the job outlook for 8 jobs. The job outlook for auto mechanics is good. The number of cars will continue to grow. Because cars are so expensive, people will keep their cars longer. Their cars will need more repairs. Computer programmers will also be in demand, and the job outlook is excellent. Big and small companies will use computers for much of their work. The outlook for cashiers in stores, theaters, etc. is excellent. There will be a need for more than 500,000 new cashiers in the next 10 years. The outlook for farmers is poor. Farms will become larger and use better machinery to plant food. Many small farms will go out of business. The future for high school teachers is poor also. Because families are having fewer children, schools will need fewer teachers. There will be a need for math and science teachers, but some history and English teachers will lose their jobs. The mailmen and mailwomen who deliver the mail every day face a poor job future too. Post offices will use more machines, and companies will send less mail. They will use computers to send information. The job outlook for nurses is excellent. The population is increasing and people are living longer. Most jobs will open in large city hospitals and in country areas. Finally, the job outlook for radio and TV technicians is excellent. Families will buy more electronic equipment, such as televisions, stereos, tape recorders, video games, etc. The Occupational Outlook Handbook is in the library. It can tell you if the work you are interested in has a future or not. Part D. True or False? 1. The Occupational Outlook Handbook tells about the future of over 250 jobs. 2. It tells how many openings there will be for a job. 3. No one knows the future of any job. 4. The job outlook for cashiers is poor. 5. Schools will need more teachers. 6. There will be a need for more nurses because people are living longer. 7. Some mailmen and mailwomen will lose their jobs. 8. In the future, families will buy more electronic equipment.
Part E. Multiple choice. 1. What does the Occupational Outlook Handbook describe? 2. Why is the outlook for auto mechanics good? 3. Why is the outlook for farmers poor? 4. Which of the following jobs has the best outlook for the future?
Part F. Listening and Writing. 1. This book describes job duties. 2. This chapter will talk about 8 jobs. 3. People will keep their cars longer. 4. The demand for cooks will grow. 5. More mothers are working. 6. Schools will need fewer teachers. 7. Mailmen will face a poor job future. 8. People are living longer. 9. More jobs will open in the South. 10. Families will buy more electronic equipment.
And now please enjoy the English song, My Heart Will Go On.